Hello, my name is Emma Katz. Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Mem Hei, Psalm 145. This psalm is one of the most famous mizmorim. This is the mizmor known as Ashrei, which we say three times daily in our liturgy. It is said once in the beginning of Shacharit, the morning prayer, once in the end of Shacharit, the morning prayer, and lastly, as the introduction to Mincha, the afternoon prayer. This mizmor, as we see, begins with the pasuk of Tehillah LeDavid, and in our liturgy, in davening, it begins with the pasuk of Ashrei Yoshvi Visecha. There are two psukim that are added in the tefillah that are not here in the mizmor itself. Our mizmor is comprised of 21 psukim, and it is interesting to note that it is structured in the order of the alphabet. It is alphabetically organized, however, it is missing the letter nun. Chazal, the sages, say that this mizmor is one that if it is said three times a day, it will bring you a guaranteed portion in Olam Haba, in the world to come. To understand where is the nun in this alphabetical order, and to understand what is so great about this mizmor, I would like to look at a piece from the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov is a compendium of the Agadita, the non-legalistic sections of the Talmud, that is commenting on the Gemara in Brachot, in the Talmud Brachot 1:18. The Ein Yaakov quotes and says, Rabbi Eliezer Amar Avina, Kol haomer tehillah leDavid shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom, muvtach lo shehu ben olam haba. Rabbi Eliezer says, anyone who says tehillah leDavid, our mizmor, Psalm 145, three times a day, is promised that he will receive a portion in olam haba, in the world to come. My Tama, what is the reason for this? Il male mishum deita be'alpha beta, lema ashrei tmimei derech. If one were to say, because it is organized alphabetically, that there is something important in the fact that each one of the letters is represented, then you could answer this suggestion and say, Psalm 119 is organized alphabetically as well. Deita betem na'afe. So you could look at Psalm 119 for that quality. Ella mishum dichtivbe poteach et yadecha umaspia l'chol chayraton. Another suggestion is brought up that in our mizmor there is the famous quote, poteach et yadecha umaspia l'chol chayraton, that God opens up his hands and provides for all of humanity. Lema halel hagadol. But you could answer this and say that in Halel Hagadol, in Psalm 136, it says there, Notin Lachem L'chol Basar, it says there as well that God provides for all of humanity. Ella Mishum De'it Be'trate. Rather, the Gemara tells us that, no, it is because of both of these reasons together. Because of the way the mizmor is structured, in addition to the content within it, that make it a special mizmor. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei ma lo namra nun be'ashrei? Where is the nun? Where is that letter in the alphabet as the only letter that is not represented? Mipnei sheyishpa mifaltan shel sonei Yisrael she'en emar be'amos nafla lo tosif kum betula Yisrael. Because nun is the first letter of an evil prophecy that is recorded in Amos about Am Yisrael that says, Nafla, Am Yisrael has fallen and they will never get back up. B'ma'arava mitartzei lahachi. There were some who tried to reword this prophecy and say, Nafla v'lo tosif lin pol od. You have fallen, Israel, but you will not continue to fall. Kum betulat Yisrael. Get up, nation of Israel. Amar Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, but Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak comes along and concludes, Afilu Hachi, even if you reinterpret the pasuk, Chazar David v'samcha beruach hakodesh she'ne'emar, somech Hashem l'chol hanoflim. It was decided by David HaMelech when he was composing this mizmor that we would not include the letter nun because of the allusion to this negative prophecy. However, he would insert into this mizmor in Pasuk Yadalid, verse 14, Someich Hashem l'chol hanoflim, that God picks up all those that have fallen, and using the shoresh of nafal, to fall, hints to this negative prophecy in a way that is positive. So we don't include the letter nun, however, we do include this reference to the nun prophecy in a positive way. So what is the structure of this mizmor? There are three sections of seven psukim each. The first section is praising Hashem for all generations. An example of this is in verse 4, Pasuk Dalid, Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha ugvuratecha yagidu. One generation shall laud your work to another and declare your mighty acts. The next section is declaring the kingship of Hashem, as it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13, Malchutcha malchut kol olamim u'memshaltecha b'chol dor v'dor. Your kingship is an eternal kingship. Your dominion is for all generations. Lastly, the final section is about the creations calling out to Hashem in various permutations, as it says in Pasuk 21, verse Chaf Aleph, the final verse, Tehilat Hashem yedaber pi vivarech chol basar shim kadcho leolam va'ed. My mouth shall utter the praise of the Lord, and all creatures shall bless his holy name forever and ever. The overarching theme of this mizmor is one of praising God in different forms and by different people, but it is all discussing praise of God. Each pasuk has a very uniform structure. There are two sections to each verse, and it is connected by a letter vav. So there are, in essence, two clauses to each pasuk, this and this. For example, as it says in Pasuk Bet, in verse 2, Bechol yom avarchecha ve'alala shimcha le'olam va'ed. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Gadol Hashem umulal me'od, v'ligdulato ein chiker. Great is the Lord and much acclaimed, his greatness cannot be fathomed. This structure carries on throughout the rest of the mizmor. Each piece has two parallel components to the pasuk. Just to highlight one pasuk, which is definitely the most known pasuk in this mizmor, and it states specifically that we should emphasize this pasuk when we are davening each day, when we are praying each day. We are meant to have specific focus when it comes to this pasuk. Pasuk Tet Zion, verse 16. Poteach ha'yadacha u'maspia l'chol chayratzon. You give it open-handedly, feeding every creature to its heart content. On this pasuk, Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov comments in the Likutei Maharan. Everyone's eyes look up to you with hope, and you give them food in its time. This is the pasuk that precedes our pasuk, that everyone looks up to God and God provides their food, and then follows with Poteach ha'yadacha u'maspia l'chol chayratzon. And Rabbi Nachman says, they request livelihood and it is not given immediately, only in its time, as mentioned above, and the answer is, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every little living thing. What is this lesson that Rabbi Nachman is teaching us based on these psukim? Ini chole lecha yesabiru, v'atanu tin lahem et tocham bito, that everyone looks to you and you provide food in its time, and you give it open-handedly, feeding every creature to its heart content. What Rabbi Nachman is saying is that what makes God so incredible is not only that one can look to God and God will provide, but that God knows exactly when and what every single person needs. That it's not like a slot machine that you turn to God and say, I need this, and God opens up his hands and provides it. Rather, there is thought, there is hashkacha, there is guidance for every individual person. That we look to God for what we need, and God gives to us when and how, and in the right way for our specific situation. That is why this pasuk takes specific focus that we must emphasize this pasuk because it truly epitomizes our relationship with God, that it is one that we not only believe God will provide for us, but that God cares for us and watches out for us specifically. Just to recap, this Mizmor of Psalm 145 is a Mizmor that is said by Chazal, if you recite it 3 times a day, it will guarantee you a place in Olam Haba. Why is that? Because within the Pasuk, we are not only praising God, but we are praising specific elements of our relationship with God. And through that, we can come to appreciate not only what God does for us, but our relationship with Him. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Svi Yosef.